Welcome, welcome. A lot of the local population will be familiar with the Whistle Binkies pub, mainly for its live music and incredibly atmospheric setting. However, for others, it's one of the most haunted pubs in Edinburgh. And since opening its doors in the mid-1990s, there have been some seriously creepy goings on here. The bar was built into the converted chambers under the haunted South Bridge and has been plagued by two ghosts over the years. The Imp and the Watcher. The Watcher first appeared when the bar designer walked into the unfinished venue in 1994. He saw the back of a figure wearing what looked like a long dress, tri-cornered hat and large dark boots. Thinking he was a lost tourist, he followed the figure down into the cellar, but found that no one else was there. He sketched what he saw, and this is the only picture in existence of the ghost. He later found that it wasn't a dress, but the long coat of a 17th century gentleman. We'll meet the Watcher again later. However, be aware of this particular phantom. His vision will bring bad luck upon you and your group, staring at you with a faceless hole where his eyes should be. Staff at the pub often hear mysterious shuffling in the cellar and have been known to refuse to go down. They do not want the Imp playing tricks on them. One particular alarming incident is reported to have occurred when a barmaid was alone in the pub, stocking up before opening time. She had to go down to the cellar to get some wine. She entered the cool, dimly lit area, but it felt colder than normal. She grabbed hold of some bottles of wine and tried to kick the door open, but it wouldn't budge. She pushed and shoved with all her might, but to no avail. It would not open. Fear and apprehension took over her body. She screamed, but nobody could hear her. She reported the sound of a high-pitched cackle from behind the door. She finally slumped into a corner, shaking with fear, holding only a bottle of vodka. She was found by staff later on, still holding the now partially drunk bottle. This was the work of the Imp, who has never been seen, but likes to cause mischief to those he meets. The Imp has also been known to play around with patrons' drinks and belongings, once pouring out an American backpacker's bag in the bar area in 1995, for no good reason. As well as knocking over countless drinks from tables and out of hands. Most curiously, he's previously once peeled an orange for a member of staff. The orange was left behind the bar, and whilst the lady served a customer, when she turned around, she noticed the orange had been fully peeled and segmented, proving even ghosts can find time to help themselves to their five a day.